It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Saying I need the facts, Governor Corbett has demanded full disclosure about the emails through which Attorney General Kathleen Kane says two members of his cabinet, among others, received sexual images during previous jobs in the Attorney General's office. The decision by Ms. Kane, a Democrat, to show reporters sexually explicit photographs and videos and name eight former employees, among them a high-ranking member of the administration of Governor Corbett, who is a Republican, has brought criticism in this gubernatorial election year. I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by Penn Live and Patriot News editorial and opinions editor John Micek. John, good day to you.
Paul, thanks for having me.
What questions does this story raise for you?
All kinds of questions. I mean, I wrote in a column on Sunday's paper, one, who on earth thinks it's a good idea to send dirty emails to your work colleagues? You know, I mean, these are, based on what we know, you know, these are allegedly former or current high-ranking Corbett administration officials who should have known way, way better than to do this. I mean, that's kind of the fundamental question there. What kind of culture existed within the Attorney General's office where there were strict rules about this kind of thing, where it was thought to be acceptable to fire this stuff around? That to me is the most incredible thing about it.
And in fact, a spokesman for Tom Wolf, who is Governor Corbett's opponent for reelection, called the culture in the governor's office, said it seems like it was straight out of Mad Men.
Yeah, you know, we had Mr. Wolf in for an editorial board meeting last Thursday as all this was breaking. And to see the expression on his face when we told him about it, because he didn't actually have any idea that it had happened. You know, we were all kind of waiting to see whether or not Ms. Kane was going to release the emails. And then when we told him that that she had, and you know, we kind of knew that very early stage, the surprise on his face, and there was a, you know, it was pretty visible, as was the disappointment.
And there is certainly some criticism of Attorney General Kane, and we'll get into some of the specifics of that, but do you think that – are there indications to you, John, that the timing of this is in any way politically motivated?
Well, you know, as you said at the top of the show there, we are in a political season, and Governor Corbett's running against Mr. Wolf for re-election, and Ms. Kane is a Democrat, and there's a long history of bad blood between her and the governor. For about the last year, they've been sparring pretty hard. From what I understand, she says that, you know, this wasn't politically motivated, but, you know, it's hard not to attribute some sort of political motive to this. I mean, this would be an October surprise, I guess, in September, right, for Governor Corbett?
Yeah, right. And not a pleasant September surprise at all.
Nope.
But do the critics of Attorney General Kane, among them State Rep. Daryl Metcalf, who says that she needs to investigate more thoroughly and not just cast a negative light, as he calls it, on eight or so key individuals. So I think what it comes down to here is, what is she required to do?
Well, at first she had said she wasn't required to do anything because these were covered by an investigatory exception in Pennsylvania's open records law. So they were supposedly shielded from public view. Her office has said that, you know, increased scrutiny and pressure from the press to release these things had played some role in her decision to release the emails. But at least theoretically speaking, she doesn't have any, from what it seems like, does not have a legal obligation to release these emails. But, you know, Representative Metcalf is on to something here. I mean, we've heard that, you know, dozens or perhaps scores of state employees may have received these emails or may have sent these emails. You know, it would be nice to know just how far reaching this is across state government.
We're talking with John Micek, who is the editorial and opinions editor for Penn Live and Patriot News. Meanwhile, state lawmakers and advocates are calling for expansion of Commonwealth law against hate crimes in order to protect lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Pennsylvanians. Among them, State Senator Jim Furlow of Allegheny County, who in the process came out announcing that he is, in fact, gay. What impact do you think this will have on Furlow's fellow legislators?
His coming out, or the bill?
His coming out. The fact that you know, here are people in the legislature who are debating the merits of such an expansion of Commonwealth law against hate crimes. Is it different when all of a sudden someone next to you says, you know, by the way, I'm one of the people who would be affected by that?
You know, one would hope that that's the case. I mean, over in the House, you have two openly gay lawmakers, one Republican, one Democrat. You have Senator Furlow coming out. You know, it was kind of funny the way he did, "I'm gay, get over it." It was very sort of offhanded and kind of cool the way he handled it. And, you know, he is retiring. So in some ways, it would be a nice retirement present to send it out the door. On the other hand, though, it's sort of just the fundamentally right thing to do. It's extraordinary that the state's hate crime statute doesn't include this. I mean, you know, we've only got maybe 5 session days left before the legislature adjourns for the year. So the meter is running on this, and there's any number of issues that are competing for space and attention right now. It would be nice to see them act on this, because as you probably know, Paul, if they fail to act on this, the bill dies and has to be reintroduced in the new legislative session that begins in January.
And is anybody questioning the timing for Jim Furlow? I mean, he is an outgoing senator, and maybe he just didn't want to deal with this earlier in his legislative career. But why wait till the very end to make the disclosure that he did? Could he, and perhaps are you hearing people say that, should he have done it sooner?
Well, I mean, you can speculate. His reasons are his own. You know, he assumed that everybody had known, and he didn't feel any need to make a big deal out of it. It was kind of an open secret on the Hill. But you know, his decision on that certainly gives a little bit more urgency, I think, to this issue than it would have had otherwise. Again, but whether or not that will be enough to get lawmakers to act on this bill, because things have been sitting in committee, I think, since January of last year. There hasn't been any movement on it, but it would be nice if there was.
And the state Senate passed a proposal last week legalizing certain kinds of medical marijuana. The governor says, or has said, that he would sign such a bill. What are the chances it will pass the House?
That's the hang-up. Was looking at the latest reporting on this from this morning. You know, the bill will be referred to a committee and be the subject of at least one public hearing, which seems like a huge lift. As I've said, there's 5 session days. The House and Senate are out this week. They're in next week and for a couple of days for the week after that. And that's all they got on the calendar for the rest of the year. They're skipping what's known as the lame duck session after the election. So it's either within the next couple of weeks of October or it's not happening at all. The House has long had reservations about the medical marijuana bill. The official argument over there is that the feds need to act to legalize before the state can. They don't want to jump ahead of the federal government. But, you know, if you look at the polling data, the public will is already there on this. So it's not like they'll be on the wrong side of history if they decide to jump the gun on D.C.
And what amendments might the House make, do you think?
You know, there were some in there before the Senate sent it over. The Senate bill, an earlier version of the Senate bill would have allowed treatment for glaucoma and AIDS and diabetes and recurring migraines for medical marijuana treatment. They pared that way down to cancer, epilepsy, seizures, Parkinson's, and ALS, because the governor had signaled that he would only sign it under very limited circumstances. So if they wanted to kind of derail the bill, one could imagine them Christmas-treeing it up with amendments. But if they were serious, they would try to send, one would hope, a clean as bill as possible to the governor's desk.
We are, again, talking with John Micek, who is with the Patriot News and Penn Live editorial and opinions editor there, about a very eventful week in Harrisburg. And I want to circle back to our lead story, if you will, in this discussion, and that is the 8 current and former state officials alleged to be involved in an exchange of hundreds of racy emails using state computers, as far as looking at where this is going to go. And again, there was a point being made by some about the way these names were released by Attorney General Kathleen Kane. The point being that if you're going to release names of people, you have to release everything. The governor is calling for that. Do you think that we're going to see that anytime soon, John?
One would hope the governor has called for full disclosure. So too has Chief Justice Ron Castile of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, because it's possible that if judges were involved in this, then they would have run afoul of ethics laws allowing them to use state-owned computers for only the most sort of minimal of of personal services and or personal needs, excuse me. And God knows if judges got caught up in this, that would just be, I mean, if there's a way for that to get worse, for judges to get caught up in it, it would get worse.
And so this sort of, you know, for lack of a better comparison here, Watergate comes to mind because Watergate happened in an election year, and it didn't end up being something that ultimately impacted the election. Richard Nixon won by a landslide, and it was only later that the hearings were held and some substantial penalties were handed down. As far as this particular email gate, if you will it have an impact on the election, on the governor's election, Tom Corbett's bid for re-election, or is it the kind of thing where, like Watergate, we might see it play out after the election and with possible hearings of individuals?
Well, I got two thoughts on that. One is I'm sort of really hesitant to attach the gate suffix onto this thing.
I know, isn't that just something we all fall into doing?
It's kind of easy to do, but you know, I don't know that it rises up to like the president's hired guys, like breaking into burglarizing the DNC like they did back then. And as to whether or not this will affect the governor's race, I mean, there's part of me that says, you know, the gov's 30 points down in most public polls right now. And if I were going to be real cynical, you know, why would you even – if it was going to be an insurance policy, why would you even need it when he's sort of trailing as badly as he is? You know, if it's politics, it seems heavy-handed in the extreme, which is not to say that he's going to lose the thing because, you know, weird things can still happen between now and election days. I think I've told you a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Paul, what's more important about this is if you know, taxpayers needed another reason to hate state government or to not trust state government or to think that it's an out-of-control boys' club, out of touch with their needs, you know, this is just another reason. And, you know, I'm a guy who kind of still believes in the process and still believes that it can work. And, you know, this is just not the – after years of a scandal, and this is kind of sordid and gross, I mean, this is not what they need right now.
Patriot News and Penn Live's John Misek joining us from Harrisburg. Great, thanks.
Hey, thank you.